Hello and welcome to People and Profit. I'm Charles Pellegrin. This week, we take the pulse on the world's efforts to kick its addiction to carbon and especially focus on the fast-paced growth of renewable energy, notably in China. For the first time this year, solar and wind farms have generated more electricity than coal plants, with solar energy filling most of that demand. In parallel, coal generation fell slightly over the same period. Well, those are some of the key findings by climate think tank Ember in its latest report, and their senior electricity analyst Malgorzata Viatros-Motika, also the author of that report, joins us now. Thank you for being with us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So this really feels like an important milestone. Is it actually? How do you interpret your own findings in that report?
So it is a historic moment, because for the first time ever, we have renewable sources overtaking coal in global electricity generation mix. This is important because we know that we can meet our growing energy demands with clean sources. And we all want clean environment, healthy environment for us and future generations. So this is good, positive news.
China and India largely responsible for this surge. Let's focus on China a little bit. What's driven this? Is it a top-down policy making? Is it private sector led?
China provided over half of global growth in solar and over 80% of global growth in wind generation. So, clear leader, multiple factors affect this. So policy and very strategic investment, not only in solar, wind, but into grids, batteries, electric vehicles, and so on.
And what about the private sector's role in that compared to the policy making?
I'm not sure how to answer this, but I think that because of the right policy, private sector invests.
I see.
And not only in China, but also abroad.
So meanwhile, China announced its updated climate goals recently, as it does every 5 years since the Paris Climate Accord. For the first time, it set a target for emissions reductions as opposed to when its emissions will peak. That target is somewhere between 7 and 10% reductions by 2035. This has largely underwhelmed, even if China actually has a habit of setting low expectations and then later surpassing them. What's your assessment of these updated commitments?
China meets their targets well ahead of time for most of things. We see that coal, the largest source there for electricity, is already beginning to plateau. So we expect emissions fall. How quickly, we don't know. But if they keep pace they currently have, they will meet their target and exceed it.
And can you give us a sense just of how important China is from a global perspective?
So China is hugely important. It is accounting for about 1/3 of global demand for electricity. It is the major importer of clean technology, such as panels, solar panels. And it is investing in other countries, not only facilitating for them having more solar or wind, but also investing in other countries. So it is very important economy.
Despite these great advances, China remains the world's biggest producer of coal power. And for local communities in the country's coal mining regions, the changes are also set to impact their way of life. Our correspondent in China, Yan Kamenzin-Brumby, sent us this report.
In Datong's rural villages, one thing reigns above all: coal. In the shadows of looming factories, generations of families have dedicated their lives to the black rock. Among them, Wang Hongzhi.
My job was to get the coal from the mine and bring it down the mountain. Once it was brought to the platform, it was loaded onto trains and sent all across the country.
Datong's surrounding province of Shanxi alone produces more coal than India, the world's second largest coal producer. But China is also increasingly taking on a new role as a pioneer of green energy technology. A stark change for communities that have, until recently, relied on fossil fuel for their livelihoods. Known as China's coal capital, residents of Datong have long been used to hearing thuds of heavy machinery across these hills. But as China's green energy transition gets underway, those thuds are set to subside, as solar farms like this start to cover more and more of the landscape. China already builds more wind and solar power than the rest of the world combined. Now, Beijing has pledged a further six-fold increase in its wind and solar production by 2035. But Beijing's leadership has also spoken about the need for a fair transition. It's something that climate change activist Bai Zhuan, a Shanxi local, is particularly aware of.
Regarding the process of just transition, it must be people-centered and it must coordinate the relationships between the environment, economy, and people's employment. They need to be prepared early, provided with some skills training and knowledge, so they can better adapt to the development of these new industries.
UN estimates indicate that by 2030, up to 1.7 million coal-dependent jobs could be lost across Shanxi province. As China shifts closer to a green future, locals here hope Beijing can ensure communities like these aren't left behind.
So, Malgorzata, there's a huge challenge that's outlined in this report, which is successfully preserving the livelihoods of the people who depend on coal. So what can be done here? How is it just a matter of training, of financial support?
So obviously these people need to learn new skills to have jobs in different sectors. with boom in clean electricity, I believe that there will be some other jobs created. China is smart in their strategy. I'm sure that they will have a plan how to transition these communities that rely heavily on coal.
How should we see the continued use of coal in China as a source of electricity? Is it a backup option to avert power outages? Is it still considered to be a crucial part of the grid?
So in recent years, what we see is coal moving more to the backup role. So as they are adding more clean sources like solar, wind, They use coal less. So yes, they have new coal power plants, but they are smaller and they serve more like a backup source than main source of the electricity.
So how is that the only reason to explain why new coal power plants are still being built to this day?
I think this is the main reason, if I can say. We often point finger at China saying that they have a lot of coal. But we all benefit. We have the solar panels they export to us and other clean technologies, and we use other things produced in China. So whatever emission China produces is a little bit of ours too. And China is investing in batteries, so I hugely investing. So I believe that we will see less and less coal generation. Mm-hmm. And we see beginning of plateau already in electricity mix.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. You mentioned the huge investments in batteries, for instance. One of the big other challenges that China is facing is being able to transport the clean energy produced in the western part of the country that's sparsely populated all the way to the eastern mm-hmm. part of the country where most of the population is located. How have they managed to do this?
I don't have specific, information on this, but there will be variation between regions in each country, including in China. However, China is investing heavily also in grid connections. That's the only country with increasing investment in grid connections. These are electric cables that connect different power plants or, between different regions or cities. So simple power cables, which you see overhead or sometimes underground.
And you say that China is the only country or the leading country that invests in this?
Well, so they are increasing their investment in grids, so in connectors. Other countries stagnate their investment.
Is that the trend in general, that China is making progress while other countries, the US and Europe, are lagging behind?
So we see progress everywhere. We know that over half of global economies now are past fossil fuel peak. We know that fossil fuels are declining in OECD for over a decade now. So we see progress everywhere, but the biggest progress, also because of the scale of China economy, is in China. But progress is everywhere. There is no stopping of this progress,
including in the United States under Donald Trump, with his expressed disdain for renewable energy.
So, you know, actually, in the USA, solar did quite well around the global average growth. But demand was quite strong. And what happened was that gas was expensive at the beginning of the year. So they brought more coal. I'm not saying it is the right thing. I'm saying that that was done. And usually you need some time to see policy impact on the sector. Transition will continue. Mm-hmm. You have some states that are cleaner than others.
Malgorzata Vyachros-Motyka, you are senior electricity analyst at think tank Ember. Thank you so much for sharing your insights with us.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for this week. As usual, you can watch all of our previous episodes on the People and Profit on the France 24 app or on the podcast platform of your choice. Stay tuned to France 24. Bye-bye.